میں کہوں گی تو چھٹی سے مجھے ان کا گھر کر دوں جو امتحان میں میں نے ہوا میں آئی سو اسٹرنٹ ان دا گین آف دا ورلڈ اور ویلکم ٹو آل دا کنٹری اینڈ ہو نیور ٹیک دا فیس ان دا نمبر آف ٹائمس ہی ٹیک دا فیس دا پرسن فائنڈ ہمسیلف ویری سو ہچ اینڈ دیئر از نو بڈی اینڈ نتھنگ دیٹ کین اسٹاپ می اینڈ دوز ہو ڈیڈنٹ سٹے آن دا فیس دیئر از نو بڈی اینڈ نتھنگ دیٹ کین ٹیک می فار It is all that is in the hands of Allah. But when there are many lessons to learn, to convey our being, we don't need modern technology and all that. And especially we don't need those structures which are used for information. These are not allowed in Islam. These are haram in Islam. We do our duty and Allah conveys them. And we see that today, right in this moment, in our environment of Sahabe, Bangalore, Pratisha, Jordan, Saharanpur, Jada, all the other bazaars. There are many Krishnas who haven't gone out of their province that they pray and not explain to the whole world. Whether it's America, whether it's Australia, whether it's Africa, everywhere. So Allah is the one, and when we do it with sincerity and according to the command of Allah, Allah is grateful. We pray Ali Salah Salaam, we don't use any modern technology to spread everything Azam. That I have to come on the internet, I have to go on the TV and all that. Here we did not say, because it was not there. But our Allah prayed that just today until the day of Imam. We called out and Allah completely. It is Allah's work. So anyway, so when a person takes the faith on the hand, he goes to Allah, to the house of Allah. That is one aspect. The other aspect is saying the faith to the invitation of Ibrahim Ali Salat. According to authentic narration, Ibrahim Ali Salat was surrounded by the Maka to remake the law of the Haram of Makkah Sharif. So it means that we are going to remember our great grandfather Ibrahim Ali Salat. And the completion and perfection and beauty of Hajj is to go to Medina to Munawwara and to visit Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what an occasion. We have to visit, so to say, Allah, the house of Allah. Allah is conquered. When we visit Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, Abu Hidita, the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, and when we go and visit Imam al-Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now on this occasion, if we are not going to step off it, and but a mu'min, a true mu'min by nature, our heart should be there. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi right, that in Hazrat Allah, in last year for many years, he said in Madinah al-Munawwara, just out of the Haram Shul, very close. And whenever anybody wrote to Hazrat for any purpose, and he did not write in that letter conveying a command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat in his reply should definitely write that haven't you got any attachment to your Nabi? I go 5 times a day to the Haram. What is it a virtue for me to convey the salam? If your mother, your father, your ustad, your sheikh, look in a certain town and come up with, I'm going there to the Haram. And in fact, I'm going to that place, I'm going to meet your mother, I'm also going there, and I'm going to meet your father, and you don't even say to my salam.
No.
You're not worth any salt, you're not worth anything. But your own mother, you are sending me a free salam which costs you nothing. And the reward is so great, in fact, you should go get some other treasures also. But you must be even sending salam to shows you have got no connection. When people are going for Hajj and say they come and meet us, they ask us for du'as, they ask for hajjaj, etc. And we don't tell them to make a salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's a very poor reflection of our connection with our Nabi, a very poor reflection of the state of our Iman. But we got no connection with our Master. We got no connection with our Nabi, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And in fact, we should be sending that salam. And we should also, in our thoughts in this period, like an example, whatever it may be, somebody is seeing work of the day. The Jamaat, for example, and then the Ishtima is to take place, whether it's a big Ishtima or anything, and we can see it, we couldn't go. Naturally, his thoughts will be there all the time. He will be thinking of it all the time. A person who's attached to a madam, to any of the jalsa,
And now the woman has said, you are sick, but you have lost your heart will be there. They were waiting in the family. You were witness at a brief occasion, but you couldn't attend for some reason. But it's only natural your heart will be there. So the biggest occasion of Islam, our Hajj, and it is so indifferent that nothing is happening. It's not in our thoughts, it's not in our thoughts, it's not in our mind. It's a very pure reflection of our affiliation to Iman and to Islam and to our Hajj. So we should develop it, and we should have the thoughts all the time. So this is the occasion when Allah was, and sure, inshallah, all of us are going to Hajj, or most of us, this will be a matter. We are still sitting at the Hajj terminal in Jeddah, and we are waiting for the things that in Delhi are there. Suddenly, we just reached a plane from Malaysia, I think. And Malaysia is all in the Iran in those places. And one thing on the turn, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. And I believe that the devil is also very strong. And then, hardly 2 minutes, a plane from Nigeria is in there. And now those places are passing now. And the same thing on the turn, same Islam. And the name is لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. Now from the UK, now from India, now from around the world. And in that all kinds of people. And there in our party, when we were in Iran at one time, one of the brothers of Ali said that the Ali said not from Iran, we Iran before Shia. But he said 20% are Sunni Shia. 1 out of 5 is a Sunni. So they also are coming now in Iran, and I mean say Sunni Muslims, our Muslims. Not the Shia, they are whatever they are. But our Sufis also are there, mashallah. So from around the world, so when you imagine that now some people are going straight to Medina, some are going straight to Mecca, the Lord of the house of Allah. And this moment, all this is happening. How many people are just coming in, and we know when they are in the heaven of Mecca, just a group is coming now, and just how much of influence we have. The men and the women, all are coming in, and they start with the Lord. What are you going to be making Safa Marwa? When the mass is read, what will it be? And it is given in the memory of Allah Akbar. From Jeevi Yuvati, Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. What a beautiful environment. Yes, sir. In fact, in one of the ayat of the Quran, فَمَنْ لَكِنْ عَلْهُ عَلْهُ صَالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةِ يُحْبَرُونَ. والآية تقول عن روضة يحفرون وسط المفسرين أجدا من جنة للقوم خالص الجنة يجب أن يشعر يحيى ابن كثير رحمه الله رأي لجه ملاجة وزنيك الزكر and this is a very beautiful sound of zikr and then he was in that way and so he was in that way because the Medina Sharif in our namaz now we will hear a beautiful recitation of the Quran Sharif Manana Rafi Islam when he decides to say how he is going to enjoy that recitation. But the recitation of the zikr and those were being on the Ramadan each day in the Haram of Medina and the whole of them speaking that beautiful person reading the third kalima. How beautiful the sense is sound. It is read by the people of Jannah as they will be entering the Malaika will be making Allah. He will be reading the snake and suffering in enjoyment. And those people who did not listen to music in this world, they will be blessed to hear that. Those who did listen to music will be deprived to hear that. And there will be such an enjoyment, because the enjoyment of Jannah will certainly come. This is just what is coming in front. Just that beautiful sound of the Malaika making the zikr of Allah. And it's all done in the name of Allah. That's all of us will take occasion. As we are reading Salatu Salam, we get somebody from the dead. Somebody who is reading so beautiful. The words they are saying, you be quiet and you just listen. And your heart never forget how they are reading their Salatu Salam from those that are here coming from the dead. The beautiful heart that they are reading. The beautiful presentations they are making to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times in the Mataf you are making your dua, but you have somebody else to try and just keep quiet. Now you just say, Amin. He's making so beautiful dua. So this is happening at this moment, and each one of us, we should, our heart should be there. We are married to our body, our heart can very often into that person who might be in Paris, who might be in Paris, London, maybe in Bombay, but his heart is in Makkah, Sharif, in Medina. And when there it is of those people who are in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, but their hearts are actually not in Makkah Sharif, not in Medina, in the rest of the world. They are more worried of the news what's happening in the world. They are more worried of commentary, software commentary, cricket commentary, sports there. While we are in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, we are worried about the far politics. While we are there, our heart is not attached to Medina Sharif on the ground. Our heart is not attached to Allah. Anyway, this is the time and the event is now, the moment is now, the momentum is picking up. As the day comes closer, the number of hajis are increasing. The mataf is full all the time. And there is a baker all the time. And mashallah, what beautiful to see somebody making tilawat here, somebody making zikr here, a banana getting on there. What an environment Allah has given. How vibrant is it? How alive is it? May Allah Ta'ala make our hearts part of the world of all this hajj, this great and wonderful occasion, the major aspect of it is what we call Qurban, Qurbaniyya. To slaughter in the name of Allah Ta'ala to make Qurban. Qurban is an Arabic word of sentence. It is used very frequently in the Quran Sharif also. It means a sacrifice to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. A little bit shortly, historical aspect of this Qurban. The eldest is of the body of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And his great illustrious and wonderful son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in Iraq and was doing the wheel of being, conveying the message to all people to Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and in the famous, we all know that the people rejected the Nimrud, the king of the time, did not accept. Finally, when he broke the idol title, then they decided that he must write the title and burn it. Such a huge fire did it get that there is nobody to go near the fire. To bring the man Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into the fire, they made like a cannon, a catapult. He catapulted him from far and drove into the fire. And here also see the qudrat of Allah and our connection and our iman which we should have. That if Nimrud had seen before time that the fire had become a garden, he should be a person before Ibrahim alayhi salam to jump in the fire. But when did Allah make the fire a garden? Allah says in the Quran, Hatta yudasay asawruh. I often pray up to Madar, O God. I such a state of sort of depression even came on the Isha. That Allah's help is not coming. But the far ahead is after what's happening now, presently in the world. What is happening to us, the people are making throughout the world? We grant the message to the Kuffara. What are we doing in Syria at this moment? How are we slaughtering the Muslims, the babies, the children, the women? What is that? Where is Allah that going to come? The Anbiya, the Rasul, not the Anbiya, the Rasul, Hatta, you have to make a so gospel. They did not become depressed. Every person, another person would have preached that message. Never was depression. How is it? When is Allah's help going to come? So Allah's help comes when the being is named first. And our trust is fully on Allah Ta'ala. But when our being, we are reading our Ayatul Kursi. We are looking up, we read Ayatul Kursi. But we are making sure that our premium, insurance premium is also paid up. So that is not a full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. Our yaqeen is on that insurance premium that it must be paid up. There is no perfect. Technically, it has to be read after the Kursi, we read Hamim, Lajim, Sahur, or whatever else. But then the full Imam, Azadi of the Quran, says, what is Isti'adah? Isti'adah is that name of Allah which if you say 100% the twice accepted, immediately is accepted. He says it is the simple name of Allah on God. That is Isti'adah. But what attempt is caption? Capture that the swells are not only the 5 milligram of the medicine, not 505,000 milligrams. Strong. And what is that? That the person is strong. And now he's making up the last time about the water afterwards has been questioned. At that time he sees nobody who can help him.
There is no landowner. There isn't a shut around, there isn't a wall, there isn't anything that you can hold on, nothing. And your full blessing is trusting only on Allah, only on Allah from Allah. Allah will
be.
Allah will tell you. But then yaqeen 100% and from Ghayrullah totally our yaqeen is of Ghayrullah. And 100%, not 99.999, 100% from Allah, that is its more heart. So this is that. So Ibrahim Ahmed Kalat and Walker, but look at the Iman of Ibrahim. These are the lessons that on this occasion of Qurmani we must get. It's not a matter of paying for 300, 2000 grand for an animal, putting the knife on it, it is to go to the world. But that is the man who is Taqwa Hanko. And that one is this Taqwa, this Paras of Qurmani. And Ibrahim Ahmed Kalat wa Salaam, Qurmani is no time later. When you have been catapulted into the fire, and where is the washing? And where knows that? And Allah is not unaware that he sees this thing. And Allah doesn't have to open eyes and check that here or there. Everything is present in front of Allah all the time. So Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam takes permission from Allah Ta'ala that I want to get help from him. Allah Ibrahim alayhi salam is going to be capable to do such a huge fire. Allah takes permission, go, go and help him. He comes and offers his help. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh, that is that it's not Allah watching, yes. Does not Allah know my condition? Yes. In that case, in my way, Salah, I don't need your hand. My Allah is watching more. And right at this moment, at the last, Allah system works like this. At the last split moment, when Allah Ta'ala, and when he enters the fire, at that moment, Allah will be taken out. If you learn before, the Lord should also jump in. Anyway, I want to see that another very great method. When everybody comes out, everything is sorted out. When the Lord says, sort of the people saw. We would say everyone would breathe in one, because they saw such a miracle in front of the eye. But the eye, when I see in Allah, let it be genuine as well. The eye is only in that way. When Allah gives the eye, all the asbabi hidayat, means of hidayat can be present, but then Allah doesn't give hidayat, hidayat the person. And on that means the matter of all the life, if we put our weight in Sajda and make shukr, that Allah has given us Iman, Islam, it was never given. It is not our doing at all, it is nothing from our side. Whatever the Allah may come today to Isha, we are making for man, whatever it is only and only by the person of Allah. We have never approached any Qur'an in the past. We have never been in the Ayah of Iran. We have asked the Prophet of Allah Muhammad, and Muhammad, it is all the favor of Allah. It is an anything from our side. Therefore, by the name of Allah, they are so blessed. So what is the great thing? The most people, Hidayat was not present. The Guru saw that we can't fight this man in Iran. He's a man who's got extra power, power over him. That the fire turned into a garden. The fire turned into a garden. So you don't see, Ibrahim alayhi salam also decided, go to the problem, leave our place to Iraq. Go away from somewhere else. So when Hidayat is not present, go to see. The people of Sa'adah alayhi salam, the Malika in their heart, that Ya Rasulullah, and the camel that come out from the rock, and in the teeth of the eye, and the camel that be pregnant, they saw it all. But Iman was not written for them, there was no Iman. And we, what did we do? We did nothing from that blessed us with Iman. And that we are in the ummah of peace on the grass of Allah. Allah, 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 the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace of peace broke in. Allah has been shown so much kindness. So if you can say the ummah, guna, kalti hai zameen par, aur atma ko parishnahon ke liye dua maqsirat karti. They are committing guna here, and the parishnahs are making dua maqsirat. In another chapter it says the ummah is that ummah, that other training, it is a far-fetched, that Allah Ta'ala is the Barakat and the Sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah on the day of Qiyamah will change the guna of the ummah into good things. It doesn't give us a license to commit guna, but you let us understand who our Nabi is. You know, we should become entire hearts of our Nabi. His lifestyle, his sunnah, his honor of the Nabi, we should give our lives.
This is the Sunnah of Allah is made. So when you make it, then let's go to this way. And it comes only from Allah Ta'ala, nothing from other side whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala says, you know, Ali Salatu wa Salaam, right away from there, and he turned his footage to Sham, Syria. The bigger and large Syria, which includes Jordan, which includes Palestine, all those places, all those areas, Iran and Qatar seems to be part of Saudi Arabia, all those places he dwelt there. And he was praying the word of Allah Ta'ala. He reaches the age of 86, and then he says, he becomes Allah Ta'ala, where he was living in Sham. Sham is known as the land of honey and butter. The first today, the Barakat in these places, where it is Jordan, where it is Palestine, where it is Syria, these are countries of honey and butter. What Allah has put it. Barakna, oh, Allah should pray for that. He gave the Allah command to go with your wife and your son, and in the four long deserts of Mecca, in the whole place, the half of the other side of the earth, the fear of frightened to him. How fearful must this place be that he may go to frightened to him? And that's what he said. And when he's going, it is too much heat, he has a very great heat. And he believes them that whatever this is the food they make, cut for, stores out the air, and there are things that he's going now from here. And he's leaving me alone with my little child, not a drop of water in it, not a blade of grass in it, not a human being. You can't imagine a human being yet. Is that what he's leaving? And she asked, where are you? And I said, oh, my honorable master, Sarita, where are you going to leave him at yet? He doesn't even turn back. It's a not command, leave them and move. Not no time to use that. And then Allah puts in a heart and she asked, then Allah commanded you what is this? Allah said, then you say, yes, Allah is command. Then what comes from the time that is a moment and these are the lessons of Quran? He learned what I will tell you. In that case, Allah will never destroy. He learned to control the commands of Allah in full view of destruction from every side. But he remained on me, Allah will destroy. Today, that is America, not today, one from us. The people of the West, what is it? Must have a mild Islam, a watered down Islam, a very great version of Islam. Not the version which Allah gave us to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not the version we asked about in the Qadr. We must be right today, we mustn't be religious. We mustn't be straight, we mustn't be an extremist. All those things which people say, now, when you are seeking your allegiance to the right, Allah is right. And it was not at that last moment when you were faced now to finish, you destroy it, and then Allah will come. And if you think to the other way, remember that the last Arkham was given as Nabi and as Adam. Allah says, don't make Tarakam. Tarakam, most of the Tarakam and as Adam, my Yahweh Khalid, from the heart you incline to the way of the non-believers. Mahana Anmeta, the Tarakam says, my Yahweh Khalid. Don't even have a slight inclination to the way of the non-believers. If you do that, you will have been a follower of the rest of the Mumma. The final has got you there. The Ma'ad of the Mumma and the Mumma, and you have no help of his life. Nobody can help you with Summa Ma'ad of the Mumma, and you have strength, no credit, no help of us, no help of something you can obtain. And such statement was an enemy of God who came in the form of his friend and made great promises, signed also for you, suddenly they gone. You don't see them also. There's nobody who can claim from even their signature in this letter now. So remain sincere to Allah in the deen of Allah. The deen which Allah has given to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen which Allah has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to stick on that deen in these times of ours, that we might hold it hot in the cold, burning cold in your hand. But if you stick to that, Allah will help you. And if you become soft and you become narrow and you become my type of being, Allah that is not your destiny. So this is Allah's system. So she asked, has Allah commanded you what is that you must leave us for in this destruction? He said, yes. So she said, in that case, Allah will never destroy. He goes away. And he comes after some time, roughly 30 years. Now he said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ إِسْمَعِيلَ رَضِي السَّلَامِ has reached the age where he said, let her be run around with his father. And actually, take over the work of his father.
99-year-old father, what he can do to have the whole thing, the son is left, he can take all the responsibility of the father. At that time, now he's left.
You
will have to foreign place to a new type of Islam, modern type of Islam,
Saudi type of Islam,
Turkish type of Islam.
We are praying.
If we stick to the Islam of the Prophet of Allah,
then we are passing. So we are passing test, we are writing test all the time.
And we find out in the Qadr the results will come out.
Whether we have passed the test or whether we have failed the test,
if we want to pray to all this, a nice and easy test,
no heavy parda,
you don't have to write parda, and you don't have to,
Islamic education is not important, the university education is very important, all those kinds of things,
and you will find out what the results will come.
So anyway, so now when Ibrahim alayhi salam comes, Allah Ta'ala commands him,
إِنِّي مَرِيْتُكِ مَنَامًا
أَنْتُ Oh, Ibrahim, to slaughter Ismail, I have to slaughter you. Allah has commanded him.
And he wasn't making mashura with Ismail alayhi salam.
He was stressing him that the mother, the greatest madrasa of a child is the mother's level. And if the mother is made, the child will be made.
So what will it be? Now he's testing the child,
whether his iman has been made or not.
Whether the madrasa of the mother's death,
Dr. Iqbal, the famous doctor in the East.
He says, was it the father's blessed in the child,
or was it the mother's teaching of the child,
then what will it end in his ear? His father's life,
that was the Bible. Second to the Inshallah, what will it cause
it? My father, what do you have to say? What the matter? It's commanded to you.
He saw my child, his last 100%.
But I am telling us to slaughter him. He said, I'm ready for him. And he has reached the need of a shuhur.
He said, better than our sahiyah. He knows what he's talking.
My father, I'm telling you, slaughter me. Don't even hesitate. Immediately slaughter me.
And then he said, deepen it. Wonderful deepening in this.
Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is going to slaughter his son.
And Shaitan, our enemy,
who is strong of man and strong before, and tells today, and tells tomorrow,
he goes to Hajra alayhi salatu wa salam,
and he says, we know where your husband has taken your son.
A little discussion, and when she says that you are wrong,
no, he's not going to collect other words or for some other words.
He says that he is going to be slaughtered.
If you ever hear a father slaughtering his child, what are you talking?
He says, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say, then he must.
How can you pass your test also?
He goes to Ibrahim and he says, how can you slaughter your child?
I'm not going to, I'm not going to help you.
He smiles and he smiles, but let's say there is no such a
way I have been with this Quran, and he will get to mind.
It's not the 10-15 hundred rand and 2,000 rand,
and just the way the fire and the fish will blow it up in the night.
Oh, yeah, I am very happy, then I will go down and stand.
Or even lower than that, we just had 100 rand for our one Quran in Malad.
Or somewhere else, then I will go down and stand.
No, it's not that Quran. That is
when it's Quran.
Also remember that every mention of Allah has a Naman in a Salat somehow.
And the Salat is what brings that. The Naman has got a special role in our
lives. The Naman is the Al-Fatihah.
It has got a special role in our lives.
The Salat, so the love of that goes out.
Our health, our wealth gets purified
by sending your Salat to the matter of the month of our routine for our spiritual growth.
Your health is there in order to make the perfection and completion of your need.
That is when it is done for itself. So why is it not a specific purpose also?
Every ibadah, whether it's ibadah, whether it's zikr,
whatever has got a specific purpose.
Like the example, we carry one another, we must have a friend this time.
You must have protein also, you must have carbohydrate also, you must have this also, everything, then you will be a healthy person.
If you're only going to eat the best meat also all the time, you won't be a healthy person.
He
If you are only going to eat vegetables only, Allah made everything, and everything has got a specific purpose to contribute to your family. Like that, the whole of me, every aspect and vegetable, you buy vegetables, you buy apples, which are very good. So apple a day, it's a doctor, bananas are very good. Recording is very good. This is very good. You buy it, you give it to others to eat. No, get it. The money to send it away to Malawi to be made, to India to be made, your mind, your brothers will be off your head. That's a benefit you want. You send somebody else for Hajj and Badr, they will get the benefit of what is Arafat and what is Mina and what is Muzdalifah. You have to know what that your Hajj will be made, Hajj and Badr. Then you have the time share, and for some reason you can't go, you don't want to go, you give it to somebody in the family, you give it to a friend. They will get the enjoyment of the fresh air, the sea side, or whatever you need. You won't get it. Your time share will be used, but you won't get it. The Quran is because you don't get involved yourself. Make the Quran and use yourself and get involved. Then you will get the benefit. And the great Quran means Surah Al-Fatiha, the truth of Allah. And the Quran is the second thing, while I reach a certain thing, we can all to make the closeness of Allah. And we make the Quran. Remember also just that, feeding hunger is one thing and staying hungry is another thing. It's not the same. Making the mass is one thing and making exercise are two persons. It's another thing. Everything, so Quran and slaughtering an animal are two persons. How many of us have been slaughtered immediately when we make an animal? And we work it out so many events that we have done the animal. So we just now we put it in the deep freeze. So when we take the meat, we collect the meat from the house. Now I don't buy meat for the whole year, I got meat here. And so that is slaughtering an animal. The Quran is Allah. Allah is the Quran is meant to leave you the Al-Nafsa. Open your heart. And make a postponement of the Quran of animal. Open your heart and stand. It's not a commercial thing, it's not a business thing, it's not a money-making venture. Many people, they are going into business now for buying that. Every look and all animals we are selling, it is only business we are making. And there is environment, there is a crisis. No, this is what they are supposed to say that in others. It isn't a business. There's no contract, you sell animals, you have necessity, people need to buy animals, you are offering a service. But to make it an object and to make it a business, the money is not a business. The money is a great demand. The money is not working on how much it works for people, it's a little friend. The money is over the heart and spend. And be happy that you have spent and you enjoy that you spend. So anyway, now we have money for that, Mr. Ram is being shot in the hand. After the retreat from Morocco, the Shaitan came and he blocked the way. And from the Parishta angel came, and those who died on Islam fell, the Shaitan was 7 stones, and that is what the Hajj is doing for him today. So today, we look at Shaitan, no, I have to do this in front of the public. But when I get home, we pray in it. We don't want to hear it again, we pray in it. I have to do it in front of everyone. That is for everyone to know. This is the politics of the world. How do they know the enemies of the America? The enemies of us and the enemy of India and of America. But in the world, we are 100% with you. This is how our attitude is also in this case. But anyway, after this, when he's now performed, he's not on his side. He's running with smile and the man says, oh my father, sharpen the man, because the love of a father for his son may overtake and he might not do it. Run for yourself, so that you don't see me, my face, my eyes, the love that flows from the eyes between one another. Oh my father, run for yourself and do this quickly. He says, oh my father, we haven't brought supper. So my kutta is still good. Then on my kutta, eat it one time. And at that time, all of the matches from the throne of Ismail al-Islam. Allah Ta'ala is Jibreel al-Salaatu wa-Salaam with a hand from Jannah. And remember also, Allah asks your proper money, Allah does not take the money. What for money can we offer Allah? What can we offer Allah? Allah just wants to see your willingness. Allah wants to see your effort and prepare to do it. And get conviction when you do it, that is all what Allah does. Allah, what can we give Allah? Allah says, he will end shortage by Allah. What are we going to present for Bani also? So Allah didn't take the Qurbani of Ismail, Allah asked for it. and we are one second from that is not taking. So we
won't be frightened. And then whatever you do, the law of God, whatever has the example which you have particularly,
outwardly we might think the person has been shot or the person has been shot. But before that, mother could not kill. And if it's a person, the law of God. In the battle of Shandi, it was the battle of Arama, the people desire prayer. They fought against the British. The Arama fought the war of jihad against the British.
One of them, of course, was Arama. In the rest of his life, it was known that all the time he should lick his lips.
Somebody asked him, why are you licking your lips all the time?
So he said, in that letter, where we were writing, I saw through the meaning of Jannat.
And all who are going to become Shaheed,
a goblet of the wine of Jannat, drink of Jannat, they are put together.
One of them will get to my lips also. The other who will aim for the
he is not from one among them, he is not going to become Shaheed. He is not going to reach for Hadar. So he took that grass away from me. For that matter, hardly a drop. So the bitterness of the taste, the sweetness that I felt in my mouth.
So there you broke out like this.
Then it's a big body that you are now shooting and you are doing.
So what they are doing? They are confident in China. What kind of China they are wanting?
One Sahabi Rabbi Allah Ta'ala
he will become Shaheed.
Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died. Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, I am pleased with you.
You are also pleased with me. Great Sahaba said, I wish I was in the
Allah Allah that we say, I am pleased with you.
Oh Allah, you are also be pleased.
And suddenly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns his eyes from the past.
They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why?
He said, he is old, he has come to you. And it's not fair for me to look at you.
It's not right for me, it's not fair for me.
So I said, so what in China we are going to? We are not suffering. We are looking at a suffering. And also, every point that we listen to go, let us look into this aspect also.
Our Islamic system of slaughtering is the most supreme. There is no better way of slaughtering.
We are commanded to slit the throat. And it's not the cutting like our Islamic view of the day. When you don't make the room slaughter our Islamic way, we are not slaughtered with a slaughter. And four things we should slaughter. The weak side, the poor side, and the two enemies carry the blood. Minimum three of the four we must slaughter. Then the animal is halal. So when you slaughter that, and you have one stroke to do it, and the knife must be sharp. And Allah was the first teaching, the SPCA in the Adam and Rabba, and we were practically, they come to check. And they are so content and happy with our system, they say, we don't have to come and check, it's just our formality that we come. You people are doing it perfectly. This is the right way. And anyone doesn't see that. The enemy won't sharpen the knife in front of us. They also got to know. They also understand. Allah was the one friend of mine in Buddha. You start with a blessing generally. Then an animal made a truck of water by outside his large tent. And there was a tent there for the cows to drink when they are returning from the palace. And they were not his house, other cows passed. And he said, I looked at some days and I forget to open the tent. The cow comes with his horn open and fills the truck. Animals also have got brains. But their brains are much more small, so we say that they haven't got any birth. They got birth, they got birth. They were very small, but they got brains. So anyway, there's a... Yeah, so the animals also got brains. They see, they shot another animal in front of them. They shot another knife in front of them. And breathing one stroke as far as possible. Slipping. And the minute you do that, what happens now? We all see all the blood pressure. Now this blood actually was supposed to go in the heart of the pump. It's working pumping blood. That's the basically the work of the heart to pump blood. So it's pumping blood to all the parts and not very slipping. This blood is going to the brain. Now it doesn't, the brain is not getting blood. And it is the goal to slaughter the whole and to slaughter the man only. You must only slit the throat, because at the back, all the nervous system, the nerves land here in the back. So now the brain is giving a message to the heart, and we're getting blood, send the blood, needs blood. So the heart works harder to send blood, so all the blood is going on. And the nerve also goes to the hands and legs, the feet,
and the other parts of the body of the animal that follow the power of the life of the man, if he slaughtered and he slaughtered them also in this way, so the weight of the animal, the wings of the fowl, etc., he sends a message to everywhere that sends blood. And what that is why the animal eats its bread, not because of him. The moment you slaughter, the moment that is paid is cut. So the animal doesn't feel anything now. That second immediate one thing that is not left for. Then after that there is no thing that animal eats. Now if the message of sending blood, that's why it keeps his head. His hands are laid, it's a feathers being, it's laid, sending all the blood. And it has been scientifically, medically proven that animals that have got no blood in it, or the least blood, is the most sacred and the most healthy. So today many of you must also have experienced ZCC people, many Christian white people, they want to die and die. They say it is heavy. Why? Because in our system, all the blood falls out. So this is our system. And therefore, like a chicken sometimes you've got a hard, strong head, you cut the whole net of the hole, the head of the protector, which is not true, because then the messages are not going through from the center. And then also, the sun of the animal. When you swell the animal, my brain is because of how the brain gets an animal, but in the brain it is done. Now, very little blood, if blood comes out and slaughtered, if there was still life, that's where it is dying from. If there was still life, if it's dead before that, then it's very difficult to determine. Almost impossible to determine whether that animal is still living after it has been spent. Whether it is a bullet or whether it is a heavy blocking put on the oxen, etc. Once that is done, then that the animal brain gets all the blood and most of the blood remains from the animal. That animal, the taste also is not there. That animal, most unhealthy to eat also. So, and you see, and when I got the opportunity to go to Germany, I discussed this, and he came to tell me that this happens at the University of Bonn. Bonn is located in Germany, which is a university town. They had researched this, and they put electrodes on the brains of the animal, and they measured the amount of pain the animal feels. And they found that the Islamic system of the system of slaughtering, it is almost zero that the animal feels pain. And many other systems of killing the animal and slaughtering no matter how, even if you make all the land systems, just say, Allah taught us how to slaughter animals. It's not enough sugar. When I was a small boy in our neighborhood, there were parents living. One would say, and for Christmas, they used to slaughter a chicken. And they used to take a chopper and chop the meat. What a brutal way of doing things. The seeds, till today, they eat for swine, which is a dirty, filthy animal. But if you have not look after all, you can't make good on that animal. How do they do that? They take an animal raw. They make it very hot in the fire, and from the anus, the breath, they push it through the animal, and they kill the animal in that way. And then they eat that. So today, in Thailand, Vietnam, in these places where they eat dogs, and how they eat the dogs, you can't be vegan. You cannot make a Muslim. Allah, we don't feel alive. What a pleasure of that data. Not only from any point of view, from Buddha's point of view also, there couldn't be a greater gift from Allah. And free of charge on that religion. This is all the essence of Qur'an that we are supposed to say. So that Qur'an should be made in that way. This Qur'an, a person should try his best personally to slaughter. A Muslim will call him, even in the mind of the way, what he could not. That a strong person will be able to slaughter. So much the law of Sharia is that if a woman can slaughter, she must also slaughter herself. That a woman, Quran which has come many places in the Quran, is harm, is harm. What is that? To make the blood flow. That was the quality of the Muslims that they should make blood flow. Today we are not doing it. The enemies of Islam, they study Quran that we tell you more than what we study. And they take out lessons more than what we take out. We only take three for barakah, for sawab, for akhira. They know, especially Germany is a leading nation, where they study Quran in detail, our economic system, our social system, every system of ours. And today they have put fear into the Muslims. that they killing Muslims every year, left, right and center, how they bring with the Muslims, everyone is silent. Don't even think the word jihad, don't even whisper. Don't even say any word, don't talk about Taliban, don't talk about Al-Qaeda, you get caught, you are all frightened. This was, we were supposed to put this fear in them. But we are going to completely reflect this alone. So we have put the fear into us, they know this is the Quran's teaching. This is how we should live. So one major thing for that for the whole Ummah is the better time of Quran, where we learn to soften, where we learn to see blood, we are not frightened to see blood. There are so many people, not only Muslims, non-Muslims, they can see blood with me, they can't take it. A Muslim is not supposed to be like that. A Muslim is supposed to be strong. Anyone is able to see blood, anyone is able to take life when it's necessary according to the command of Allah. Not harm our innocent people. Don't destroy innocent people. But when this command comes, then we must be able to be prepared. And a woman is commanded, she must also swear. And if she can, then the arrangement of Qadda, she should be present at that time. But many of us, our women thought, they want to see one another drop in the kitchen, a human also. Nothing in the house also, we don't get a smell of the woman. Allah knows that one other very important point, that one of the best remedies for cancer and TB is goat milk and the smell that comes from goat meat and the goat. The smell that comes, one of the best remedies for cancer and for TB. Any animal, a bird, cow, anyone that is not fed the grain which is very good and good, given a knife, just like our cologne and our stockings. It is the first and third that left over. And then you just tell it very nicely and play it very nicely. And today it has become such over the world. And it is all the leftover, the recipe with the third, the first. The waste, that is what is the one time chichara, we want to hear chichara. Now you need to get in a different form and everyone dies for it. And your breakfast is not complete without the chichara. Then which is now looking in the form of cologne and sauce. That is all what we do. So all of us here,
the
smell of it and that. So the animals that have their own feet would feed maybe great on their own. They know more better than us what is the good things that the which herb, which what to eat, what not to eat. And the goats especially, they eat those things which are, if you eat that goat meat and you drink goat milk, no cancer, no TB. They are eating those things which are the enemy, which goes to your blood. Animals go to Allah. I don't want to go wrong with this one. With the special of the people who also check out everything, they all went to the end. They came as an antidote from the jungle. Then they were eating even the poison and all what they normally were eating, and they eat the antidote, nothing happened to them. One evening I was in the Quran, the Bible, and we got great lessons to learn this from the heavens. We think we are so far. We never, today we think we got far over the things that we did, our eye we got, our passport. The zebra is a far older animal from Uganda. When a baby zebra is born, all the signs of the zebra are not just like that for nothing. When a baby zebra is born, the mother zebra blocks its vision from all sides. Blows into the nose of the baby zebra. The mother zebra's all powerful and imprinted on the baby zebra's mind. And of all the zebras in the world, the baby zebra will know this is my mind. And anyone knows that also. So this is what Allah has given. Our last order, finger thumb, they don't create with your thumb. The impression is we have to make design. That your computer make design, how it will get exhausted. You don't be able to make more. As many humans, more than 6 billion Muslims, are living in the world, everyone is half over, some is better. Who has made this? Allah the Most.
Then, women also
had the room definitely. It was very originally for sex. So, quickly first.
But in fact, if not even smelly, they went away from it.
And in view of the amount of money that was invested in the machinery, in the technology of it, every day. So they just modified it, and now they give it to the descendants inside.
But it's very good for you, for your heart.
Margarine is very good. The first thing, the first given for humanity, if he has any sense of our own health, we won't go anywhere near this margin.
When the tsunami came, Indonesia, as I said, some few years ago,
when all the holiday makers were there at Christmas time, and the water of the sea got full out, the sea got empty. Whereas in the green Islam, then you will see what you will see. And the length of the animals, the officers, and the weather, they went higher up into the mountain. And when the sea water came, but one shot went again. It means just the growth of all those animals were. And all clever inside, all the way they came back. This is how clever the sun is. And then we think we saw clever. And there are many more instances of that. So anyway, so the primary animal was whatever bird, animal, anything, they see on their own that is very good. And they are big and great. And the meat, if we know what that great is, we don't even go near those animals. Whether it's your fowl chicken, whether it's your oxen, whether it's your sheep, the growth is the very small industry and it's engaged. Because it's a very making thing, and the growth industry is very small, so we didn't worry about the growth industry. But the sheep, the cattle, the killing fish also. Fish is being fed, chicken is being fed. And chicken has been fed fish. This is what they are doing with us. Okay? So anyway, so there's Quran at that time, and what is the thing that Allah wants the taqwa. Allah is a unique person. What is Allah going to do with me? What is Allah going to do with the blood? And that's all that we have. That is the eyes of Allah. And it is the love of Allah that you are sacrificing. Sunnah of people in Israel. They should send the worker who is very talking for my life. I am the Quran. I am the Quran. We should do it with eagerness and with love and with eagerness. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as he's finished with his namaz or with his khutbah on each day, immediately the animal was right there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first and foremost, made his namaz. This should be the spirit of us. That if you don't eat, just eat, it's sunnah not to eat anything. And the best is to slaughter your animal and from his meat you eat. I will call you as I've never been, rahmatullah alayhi. The meat we eat from the raw meat of the woman. His name was Asad, but most of us, we pronounce it Asad. And Asad means a black lion. And a person's name has an effect on the person. Anyone, the way we used to like it, let us try to put that on, it's just problems after problems. And the name Nazmin, the one who got fried in the Nakara. All like that. So she was really getting into all those problems. Finally she had decided and she changed her name. MashaAllah, I very much took it. Name has got a great effect on this person. The other name has got an effect on a weak person. Many people, MashaAllah, they changed their names to Allah. So Allah, we changed it to us. Anyway, so which one was?
The animals.
We give out the hand. Wa alaykum as-salam. It's important to pronounce all these things properly. And so much so, Maharaj Kasabi Jina, Ramadan Kasabi Prasad of Jamaica Ramana, his father, very powerful man who is still in birth. He told us himself that those days, the telephone system, when they go through the exchange, they go to the internet, tell me when they exchange picks up and connects you. So that man, like him, Shaitan of man asked his father, but why do Muslim people, when you speak to one another, the first thing you say that my son, a swine of peacock,
And the reply comes, my effect is not the how do you speak? How is Islam? So he needs to appoint me to Islam. We translated the Islam of Islam.
Thank you.
magic you in this time. We want the speed at least that we do. And eventually the whole thing, why we can touch first Kalima, fourth Kalima, during these days, there was a great, great thing. How is the man of England? It was the Sunnah of before. Almost all the families, weeks before the plan, going from farm to farm looking for animals.
Unfortunately, their Sunnah functions no more there. They need to farm.
The father used to get the animals before, look after them, feed them, wash them. There's a little boy, I remember in terminal, there was an old lady we all called Nanima. And how much you should look after the animals, get the animals before them, go to take a bucket and ask them the time, and give them the best of things, etc. The Qurani animal, shall have to leave on the Qurani. The moment he made this was Qurani, he got vexed enemy. The Lord here has sent us and looked after the animal. So an animal to take like a baby when running after wherever it went. When we see Hadith talking about the Mr. Bo, now we saw the Bible, when he was in the mouth, had some idea of what was going on. When one looks at his own child, but when he gets some idea to do sacrifice for Allah, and then we don't learn to sacrifice, to make the man stand, what we say, before the people come, give them the head of them, give them the stomach, the wheel. Give them all the chicha and the bread. Then we say, they went to school, we come to the street, then they So there is no problem with Qurani, when the man will get hatta atun to go in mass, but it won't. When the spirit will come, but we get it left for ourselves, we keep them. The small children, I remember, that if the man is to be made, personally we should go to the location, general location, and give up to the poor people. Today the man is to which is a kitab which is not in existence. And kitab that has got no page number, so I can't give you a reference of each page. This is a specialized written. But in that kitab, a specialized written, that there are three shares of Qur'an. One is for the Hebrew, one is for the Hebrew to be in the and the first is that let family and friends who know they can do Jesus. And today, that's the friend, so why don't we take the number of them coming or we go? Just send them to keep the Quran right away and ask from the set. I think it was not to ask you to keep it from the set. And if you don't know, so that's the old people who didn't give us the Quran to me, this will give us the Quran to me. No, so money, they get Quran connected for non-Muslims also. And also remember that the Quran is not in charity. Many people who say, oh, people in Malawi, they don't get food. Meat they don't see. For the meat they don't get meat to see. This way, that way. They only need meat once a day. Why if we really want to do charity, they don't need help for those people. That's because it's cheaper and you may not know everything of the money is meat. And some of the prices which are in the tax, it's impossible. What I come to my mind that money is the cheapest coach in the world, I say it will not be. But yes, these prices are even lower than your price. During those days, not now when Mahasasa, etc., telling him, when Mahasasa said that he was doing his own thing, they, for Madina Sharif, people were coming for help. They reversed them before the reversal. On the way, they stop for petrol, they eat, etc., they stop. There is a certain reversal, crowd made with all these animals, they want to kill these animals. So the people must have said, oh, I need that to find here. You say you are everything, and I need money, which is 100% sure. Everyone is happy, they say you have to wait and see. Now the long rush is going, how many people are serving to? This person, one person is to go to the toilet. Then he quickly went to the toilet again. From the toilet window, he saw him sending all the animals to somebody else. Every person comes to send the animals to him. When you are happy that the man is being made, he will become a really problem and goodness. And okay, Allah knows, we should check our property. But I'm happy, I sent 10 shares here, I sent 14 shares here, I sent 31 shares there. How many of them the man has been made in the house of Allah? Maybe at least your own Qur'an is mixed with your hand. No problem, nothing you want to send away. But your own Qur'an is let our children see what is Qur'an. Remember, Islam is not Islam. Islam is a way of life. And the way of life in Islam is not a lecture now. Islam is when we get to bring it into life. That is what is green, that is what is Islam. So these 10 days are very happy and very simple. And we try to apply ourselves to those commandments. Also, just like a person went fishing with the three piece suit with a hat and tie and everything, what can fishing do? And from this meeting, from the Quran, we will If you see a person clean and tidy, you must look so forth like that person there. But if you eat, then you come to your best and you are hungry. Your roti is also hot and blood stains on your clothes. Don't make a mark like that. Then you can take the shower and you are clean clothes. But just eat there. This is the beauty of this. And the what is that? A light will upset you. Your way is just heaven. Look at your smart and tidy. Today our ulama also, so our friend, the light will be like her, that woman, brushing and brush the hair, and cleaning and clothing on. So they don't have a thing so bad. And for all that, Muslim is supposed to be happy and trust. Not to be so like a softy, like a girl, combing hair all the time, and using brushes and cleaning and strength and dirt. That's not the way for our life. Our life is a different type of life. Those are the ones who need that spirit. Then the professors will be the reality of us for money. They are much more deeply. And they are not let us give in. We must all for faith. To make honor and give the reality and the spirit. Okay, and there is no hope in this world to take the land into our future. Any questions pertaining to the talk today? الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين فعلا بنا حسنا قبول
آمين
وسلام عليك توفيق
آمين
فالدبير في جميع حق القدرة تعالى في كل ما حقا حق سبك الدين
آمين
على الإنتقام في سبك الأمة المسلمة في دنيا الإنسان والجنان ہم سب کو لوگ بھی مانا اسلام نصیب کرنا جس سے آپ خوش اور راضی ہوتے ہو جس سے خوشی پر جینا نصیب کرنا خوشی پر مرنا نصیب کرنا مرنے سے پہلے پہلے ہر دنیا سے یا مسلم ہم سب کو نصیب کرنا اسی کے ساتھ جی روٹی کا نصیب کرنا اسی کے ساتھ جنت کے لیے خوش میں ہم سب کو پہنچانے جگہ نصیب کرنا دیجیے یہ ہمارا حق ہے نصیب کرنا جو بھی کوئی پریشان ہو پیسوں کی وجہ سے بیماریوں کی وجہ سے آپس کے اختلاف اور جھگڑوں کی وجہ سے یا کسی کا کام نہ کرنے کی وجہ سے کسی طریقے سے ہم سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور کرنا ہے ہمارا شام سیریا کے مسلمان مصر کے مسلمان پہ افغانستان اور فلسطین پورے عالم کے مسلمان پہ رحم کرنا اللہ رحمان رجحان رحمی و پرتیشن وقت و ماری امت سے ملنا امت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یشرکون و سلام علی المرسلین